Actor John Leguizamo reads Liz Cheney's Democrat Project 2029. Tours and speeches a bullshit defense against Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 21, 2025. Left-wing actor John Leguizamo, star of John Wick and Disney's Encanto, recorded a series of videos for his fans and followers of himself reading a political manifesto called Project 2029. He says was written by Liz Cheney, as a path forward for Democrats after their defeat last November. This is from Liz Cheney. She had to do it, because, well, dear Democratic Party, I need more from you. You keep sending emails, begging for $15, while we're watching fascism consolidate power in real time. Leguizamo began in a video posted to the leftist echo chamber Blue Sky on Thursday. Watch below. Liz Cheney, a Republican, had to come up with our Project 2029, but it's so good I can get behind it. Cause fighting this fascist president has aged me considerably. Image or embed. John Leguizamo, at johnleguizamo.bisky.social. April 17, 2025 at 9:59 a.m. But before sharing Cheney's manifesto, Leguizamo appeared to go on a rant, declaring, "This administration is not simply a different ideology. It's a coordinated, authoritarian machine with the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, and the executive pen all under its control. And you? You're still asking for decorum and donations? What the fuck, the Moulin Rouge?" Actor lamented, adding, "That's won't save us. I don't want to hear another police floor speech. I want strategy. I want fire. I want action so bold it shifts the damn news cycle, not fits inside one. Those of us who donate to the DNC don't want to keep sending money just to watch you stand frozen as the Constitution goes up in flames, shaking your heads and saying, 'Well, there's not much we can do, he has the majority.' I call bullshit," Leguizamo proclaimed. The Summer of Sam actor then called on Democrats to think outside the box and fight fire with fire, without ever elaborating on what he had in mind. If you don't know how to think outside the box, if you don't know how to strategize, if you don't know how to fight fire with fire, what the hell are we giving you money for? Leguizamo said. Some of us have two or three advanced degrees, some of us have military training. Some of us know what coordinated resistance looks like, and this ain't it, he added. Leguizamo also blasted Democrats for going on tours and giving speeches around the country, bizarrely claiming that the United States will not survive another 4 years if they fail to take action. "The tours around the country are nice, the speeches are nice, the clever conditional clapback's nice, that was great for giving hope, now we need action," the actor declared. "You have to stop acting like this is a normal presidency that will just time out in 4 years," Leguizamo fearmongered, adding, "We're not even at day 90 and look at the chaos. If you don't stop this, we will not make it 1,460 days. While Leguizamo did not clarify what type of outside-the-box action he wants Democrats to take against President Donald Trump, who was elected in a landslide victory, winning not only the Electoral College, but the popular vote in every swing state as well. The actor comparing the 45th and 47th president to a fascist dictator is curious. Notably, the president survived two assassination attempts within a two-month span in the months leading up to the 2024 election. These attempts on Trump's life came after years of violent rhetoric spewed from Democrat politicians, the establishment media, and other members of the political left, as well as unprecedented lawfare waged against him. Then-President Joe Biden's social media alluded to President Trump as a dictator just minutes before 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks tried to assassinate Trump on July 13, 2024 in Butler, Pennsylvania. And a few months later, during the presidential debate, then-Vice President Kamala Harris told millions of Americans that Trump wants to be a dictator on day one, 5 days before a second assassination attempt was made on Trump's life. The suspect in the second assassination attempt, Ryan Wesley Routh, announced earlier that year that he feared democracy would end if Trump won a November election. Additionally, Harris had also posted to social media the exact same fear-mongering phraseology as Routh. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.